Item number three has been deferred to the December 17th meeting, so we will now address item four, which is PR 2023-008609, minor plat application number 2025-00060. Aziz Hindi requests the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lot tract 3A, Mankin Incorporated, zoned MXL. Subject site is located at 12825 Skyline Road Northeast between I-40 and Skyline Road Northeast, containing approximately 1.5561 acres in area. Is Mr. Hindi, good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. This is Aziz Hindi.
Thank you so much. Let me swear you in, and then if you'll give us your name and address for the record, and I'll give you an opportunity to explain your proposal, okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Give us your name and mailing address, please.
Aziz Hindi, A-Z-E-E-Z, Hindi, H-I-N-D-I, 12713, Chandelle, Chandelle, Court Northeast, Albuquerque, 87112.
Thank you so much. Tell us about your proposal, please, sir.
We've had my brothers and I, that we're no longer living. We acquired this property some 22, 23 years ago. At the time, we kind of backed into it, doing some financing of an existing tenant, not recognizing it. It had tons of easements on it. So it has restrictions as what can be done with the property. I've tried over the years trying to find buyers for it and not been successful. So at this point, I thought part of the property is being occupied by a private club on the western portion, the larger portion in this diagram. And they are a potential buyer from me for that. The eastern tip of it has got easements going across both ways, which restricts what a potential buyer could use it for. I had there was a you can see on the eastern tip of it, there's an extra hash mark going across at an angle. The city had an easement going across there for a bike path, straight north and south, and that wasn't going to work because they would have cut off my eastern tip of the property. So I just granted the city that portion of the property just for the sake of putting in their bike path and do away with the restriction on isolating that eastern tip. Anyway, getting back to this portion, they are. So when we break it up, the larger portion would be dedicated for the potential client, would be the 1.15 acres, and the eastern tip of it would be a little over a third of an acre, about a third of an acre. My intent is the eastern tip of it, probably the only thing I could ever use it for would be maybe some kind of storage, rent it out for some kind of storage, but that has restrictions too because of issues I've had over the years with vandalism and homelessness and the people cutting through my fences. So I want to isolate the two portions and be able to market the larger portion of 1.15 acres. There is an easement on the southern tip of the hash marks going across there, granting a right of way to the back property. There's already a utility easement right across there.
Okay.
That it overlays.
Okay. Anything else at this time, sir?
Off the top of my head, I can't really think of anything. But right now, there's a couple of temporary buildings on the two properties, on the whole property. One, the Boy Scout uses a metal container out there to store their luminaria supplies. Say use once a year. The other one I've got to just store a shed on there because our family had no place else to put it, so it's my storage shed there.
Okay.
But it's movable, but it's also movable.
Okay. Why don't you sit tight? Let me see if we've got any members of the general public that wish to provide comments, and then we'll hear from our reviewing agencies, and I'll come back to you to give you an opportunity to ask any questions or provide any closing comments, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your testimony. We are currently on item number 4, which is PR 2023-008609. Are there any members of the public that wish to provide comment on this application request? If so, if you'd use your feature, the raise your hand feature at the bottom of your screen, or otherwise indicate your intention to testify. I'm not seeing anybody. Last call for any member of the public wishing to speak on item 4. All right, let's move to our reviewing agencies. Mr. Gutierrez, let's start with the Water Authority. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. Go ahead, please.
Hi. For the water authority, I'm going to request that a 25-foot public water and public sanitary sewer easement be granted along the same corridor as easement J. It could be over the entire thing, but all we require is 25 feet. So you can either do 25 feet overlapping or do the whole thing. And we realize that it has to be non-exclusive, but we just want to preserve the opportunity to loop a water line if necessary. Either parcel 3A1 redevelops with something new, or parcel 3A2 develops with something that's new as well. So that's all I need. And if there's any questions, let me know. Thank you.
Mr. Hindy, any questions of the Water Authority regarding his comments?
No, we've had several discussions with Mr. Gutierrez, and I think we've come to a meeting of the minds.
Okay, good. Always good to hear. Let's now jump to code enforcement. Mr. Ibarra, let me swear you in, please. Sir, do you swear affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you so much. What are code enforcement comments, please?
Okay, code enforcement didn't provide any comments for this request.
Okay. Let's go to
Okay.
Parks and Rec next. Mr. Rodenbeck, sir, do you swear affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. What are Parks' comments, please?
Thank you, sir. This is Jay Rodenbeck speaking on behalf of Parks and Recreation. Parks has no comments on the plan request. They note that future development must comply with requirements related to adjacency to city trails. That's all I had. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. Hydrology is next. Mr. Chin, thank you. Do you swear or affirm, sir, that the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. Go ahead, please.
Hydraulic has no objection. Thank you.
Transportation's next. Mr. Armijo, sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, please.
Transportation has no objection.
Thank you, sir. Let's see. Planning, Mr. Webb, are we back to you?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. Do you swear or affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
What are planning comments, please?
Planning has no objections to the platting action. We'll just do it. Just have some standard comments. The project and application numbers will need to be added to the plat before a final sign-off. Need to add the date of the DHO approval on the plat, and then we'll need a copy of the AGIS-approved DXF file as well. So we've included instructions in our comments of how to go through those. And then after approval and final documents are submitted, we'll need to receive a recorded copy, of course. But I'll put the conditions in the chat right now.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Mr. Rudmeck, I see that your hand is up. Let me go back to you.
Thank you, Mr. Hiranoff. So I have a question for David Gutierrez with the Water Authority regarding his comments on this. I kind of missed the details, though. David, are you requiring any kind of public infrastructure from the applicant for this replat?
This is David at the Water Authority. If I may, no public infrastructure required. This is just to preserve, and they can get service, but if fire protection is needed above what is already provided, That is what we're trying to preserve, and just to ensure that we can loop a line if necessary. Existing developments don't need it, but future developments may need it, so we need to preserve that opportunity. That's all.
All right,
Thank you.
thanks. I just want to confirm that. Thanks, Dave.
And Mr. Gutierrez, similar to Mr. Rodenbeck's inquiry, should it be decided that this matter be approved, would the comments that you made regarding the 25-foot easement, as well as a note, would those be considered conditions of approval?
That's correct. Yes, I will
Okay.
put them in the comments, in the conditions here
Okay. All
shortly.
right. Very good. Thank you so much. All right. Any other reviewing agencies needing to make a comment on this matter?
Mr. Head Officer, this is Jay Rundbeck. I saw
Yes, sir.
Robert hand up. Robert, you have a question for
Nope,
somebody?
my bad. Accidental click.
Gotcha.
All right, very good. Mr. Hindy, back to you, sir. Give you an
Yes.
opportunity to provide any closing comments if you have them.
No, the property itself is landlocked because it's skyline dead ends into it, and it's in from the west, and it dead ends into the bike path, which is on I-40, and so it's limited as to the what it could be done commercially on a, it is mixed use, but it lacks interests. So I appreciate the opportunity to potentially split this into two plats for us, and I appreciate the opportunity for you all to hear it.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate that. I'm going to go ahead and close the floor at this time on this request. And I'm going to approve agenda item number 4, PR 2023-008609, minor plat application number 2025-00060, because the proposal meets the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations. This approval is predicated on the following conditions. From the planning department, the project and application numbers must be added to the plat before final sign-off. Next, per section 66L2D7 of the IDO, the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat. Third, a copy of the AEGIS approved DXF file must be submitted prior to the final sign-off of the plat. Fourth, from the Water Authority, please add a 25-foot public water and public sanitary sewer easement along the corridor noted as easement J on the proposed plat. This easement can encompass the entire corridor or include only 25% of the easement. And then finally, please add the following note to the plat. Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority, ABCWUA public water and sanitary sewer easement. That the Albuquerque Water Authority, Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority is granted easements in the dimensions noted on this plat for the construction, installation, maintenance, repair, modification, replacement, and operation of public water and sanitary sewer service lines, equipment, and facilities reasonably necessary to provide service together with free access on and over the easement and the right to remove trees, shrubs, undergrowth, and any other obstacles, modifications, or structures which interfere with the use of the easement. That being said, Mr. Hindy, thank you for your participation and testimony. We'll have something in writing coming out to you soon.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.